Now I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Well-being has become quite an in-vogue word. I read it is the state of being comfortable, healthy, or happy. Well-being. But it seems that we are living in an age with many gadgets to aid our lives. Our working hours have reduced. We have longer spells of annual leave from work. But somehow we seem to have little rest time. People even say that they have little time to fit in a good night's sleep. So it is hardly surprising that most of us will be used to the term well-being and the call to put this at a higher point in our lives. Something we might have called in the past, looking after the quality of our life, how content we are, how fulfilled we are, our lives being well balanced, work, rest, and play. I know when I was looking after my four young children all those years ago, I also had a small herd of goats to milk and a large vegetable patch to look after, and I found I was actually putting into my calendar times I could find the time to do some yoga, something that I found useful for me to relax and to regenerate. Others might go for a run, for me, never. They might go though to a weekly group, or they might relax reading a book, or go to the pub for a drink with friends, or play or watch some sport, things which help to revitalize us. Finding that balance. And of course, God had this in mind for us when he created us all. When he had finished his creation, he took rest. He had reviewed his work as he went along and did it. It says that each day after he had done it, he looked back over that day and said, "Yes, it is good." And on the seventh day, he rested. And in the Ten Commandments, Commandment 4 says, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." We are told to remember to take rest. Review each day as we go along, check that it is good, check we're doing okay. But on the seventh day, just let all that go, rest. And to keep this day holy, a day of remembering God, a day dedicated to God, our Creator. In our gospel reading that we heard, we did not hear Jesus telling the disciples to break the Sabbath rules, to break off the ears of corn to eat as they walked through the field. But Jesus defended this need for them to eat something, and Jesus made the link with the Old Testament account of David and his friends who ate the temple food when they were hungry. Jesus saying the Sabbath was made for mankind. It was made to help us, not mankind for the Sabbath. God doesn't need us to do anything. The Sabbath is for us. In our current culture, we have the link between our day of worship and our day of rest. But of course, worshipping isn't just through our weekly trip to our church service, great though it is to get together and worship, but it is through all our other activities that we do in our daily life. When we are considerate and compassionate to others, when we remember to give thanks to God in our daily prayers, be them formal prayers, or with a thank you God for a sunshiny day at last, or thank you God for when it rains and we need that rain. Thank you to God for a return to health of ourselves or of a loved one, or when we turn to God for help in our prayers. These are all acts of worship, of reverencing, of lifting our God to the highest point in our lives, the person we turn to. And of course, as today is a special Sunday to celebrate all those who volunteer, We worship in our giving of ourselves to help others. That is a great act of worship. In the weekly Diocesan Online newsletter I read this week, it said, "This volunteer week, we're shining a light on all the hidden gems in our parishes who give their precious time to serve their church. Their generous service is an integral part of our ministry to the communities of the diocese." And Bishop Gavin, who is the bishop who particularly takes the rural side of the diocese, he then writes, "Volunteers are the backbone of every church and parish, serving in a host of ways, both in formal and informal roles, ranging from church wardens, PCC members, to coffee makers and gardening. Our volunteers make our churches the wonderful, welcoming communities that they are. And I thank God for every one of you," says Bishop Gavin. So well done, Bishop Gavin. Well done, volunteers. Well, I think all of those who were involved in the plant sale this Sunday morning at Westbury Church, at this church here, the volunteers who prepared the plants, who set it all up, who were there for all those hours this morning, well, they were not resting. Those who prepared for the service in Terwestern at 9 o'clock, for the one at 10:30 at Shelston, they were not resting. And those who turned out this afternoon to set up and prepare for a big funeral that we have in Tinduit tomorrow, they were not resting. And those who prepared for the service this evening, thank you, volunteers. All the activities are a celebration of worship, of giving thanks as they give their time for others, and all on a day of rest. And it got me thinking about this word rest. And I thought back to a few Sundays ago when we read of Jesus calling us to abide in him, to abide in the vine. Well, to abide is to rest, to settle. And it brought to my mind the verses when Jesus says in Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 11, "Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Rest. Resting, staying in the company of God. Resting can be an action. It is an action. We are resting in the company of God and Jesus as we go about our activities, his good works. And of course, I'm always physically busy on Sundays. The day that I come and join in worship, sometimes in two or three churches. But I do actually take a rest day. A day when I try, not always, to avoid looking at my emails or answering the telephone or doing any admin or prep. But that doesn't mean I do not actively do things. That's Friday, for those of you who don't know. I go for a walk on that day, I do my gardening, I visit family and friends. I try to hold it as a special day that is gifted to me. A day that is special, a holy day, a day I say, thank you, God, for this day. And we need to find this day each week that we can devote to being a Sabbath day, a day of refreshment, renewal. Time to say thanks to God, no matter how busy we are, no matter how fruitful and generous our voluntary work is. It is important to us. We may not find a whole day, but a day is what we're asked to do. God calls us to be living our lives fully. Jesus came so we can live our lives abundantly, it says in John's Gospel. And God blesses us with rest. He commands us to worship him alone, and he commands us to take a Sabbath day of rest, to refresh ourselves from our busy activity, to increase our well-being, as we focus our attention on God and all his good works and give thanks. Amen.